What we would look for is use of the wrong term or use of an inappropriate term. I took my car out for a walk instead of I took my dog out for a walk. That can't be explained by a misspelling or any sort of abbreviation. That's a real error in terms of using the wrong word in the wrong way at the wrong time. Or if they texted back just gibberish, something that didn't make sense, that would be an indication of a language problem. And when you're dealing with a problem with language, particularly the content of language or the production of language, then that speaks to something going on in the brain.
Meaning this is what, a sign of a stroke has happened or there is the potential for such an episode?
If the person is actively having trouble texting or communicating in any other way, such as email, for example, or by speech, that would certainly be worrisome that they could be having a stroke. Now, having said that, there are many other diseases that can affect the brain that can produce that. But if it came on suddenly, then the most common thing to be concerned about would be a stroke.
How often are you seeing this problem?
In my own clinical experience, I would say over the past few years, I have certainly seen a handful of patients that have had a similar event. Typically, it happens when they're trying to communicate using email on a computer. Emailing, just like talking, is a form of communication.
Mm-hmm.
And when the content of the communication is off, when it doesn't make sense, that speaks to a problem with the brain.
At what point, then, should you consult a doctor?
Right away. A stroke is a medical emergency. And the sooner someone who is having a stroke seeks help, the better me and my medical colleagues have a chance of intervening and either reversing the effects of the stroke or preventing it from getting worse.
Chances are, if something like this has happened with dyspepsia, is it likely that there are other symptoms that perhaps you're not aware of?
There may or may not be, depending on the particular patient and the circumstance, but there may be underlying risk factors, hypertension or high cholesterol or diabetes, or the person may be in a demographic group that puts them at higher risk. The key message is that if they're having these sort of symptoms, unless someone has a crystal ball and can predict the future, we, from a medical side, have to assume that this could be the beginning of a stroke. It could get worse. It could lead to disability, life-altering dysfunction in terms of workplace, job, quality of life. So the key is to seek medical attention immediately, get this diagnosed and get it treated before something worse happens.
Of course, now the danger or perhaps even the likely thing that could come out of this is that people hear this and assume that the next time they get a text from someone, I mean, you could just see the potential just for kidding along with this.
Right. Common sense being common sense, if you get a text that doesn't make sense, call the person or text them back and say, hey, this didn't make sense. And sometimes it's just better to talk to them over the phone because if they're having that degree of communication difficulty with texting, they almost certainly are going to have a similar type of communication problem when you speak to them.